You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Friday. Phil Williams right here on Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, we are indeed solid, conservative, and just plain right. Friday afternoon, 2:08 p.m., and Copper's running the board. Hey, Miss Copper, how you doing?
Hello, doing well. Happy Friday.
It's Friday, and it's Friday all day long.
Yes.
I know, 5 o'clock's coming. Don't worry, 5 o'clock's coming. Get that triple dipper sound effect. I can't even talk, Copper. It's going to be a long afternoon if I keep doing this. Hummina. Triple dipper sound effect. Get it ready. But listen, folks, we got a good show. 3 p.m., Matt Clark, who's been making regular appearances lately on the show from the Alabama Center for Law and Liberty, because we got breaking news, especially those of you in the listening audience that have heard, as we've even broke the news in the past about United Launch Alliance and the way it treated its employees on the vaccine mandate. Well, lawsuit filed today, apparently. Lawsuit filed today. I just got a copy of it. News stories up on 1819news.com. You can see it. Lawsuit filed today against United Launch Alliance. And at 3 p.m., we'll have Matt Clark in here to talk about it. 4 p.m., we got Dr. Jordan Vaughn, who's been on the show with us before. Dr. Jordan Vaughn's going to be on to talk about medical exemptions for vaccine mandates. How do they work? What are the stipulations? And for doctors, you know, how does that work for them? So there's that. Triple dipper. Copper, hit that sound effect.
The Triple Dipper. Three stories you've got to know.
So yeah, the triple dipper for the day. I'm going to talk about tipping the scales. Number one is tipping the scales. What happens when government or the weight of someone's office or the press for that reason or that matter just goes right into what is a legal matter and tips the scales and messes up the whole thing? Number two, how do you claim a vaccine exemption? How does that even work? The new law is in place. Senate Bill 9 is now the law of the land. And while it's not what everybody wishes it was in some cases, it's still one of the only laws like it in the nation. How does it work? How do you claim a medical exemption? We'll unpack that. And then we're going to spend time talking about this new case against United Launch Alliance. What does that portend, if you will, for future of litigation? This could wind up being one of those that sets the tone for days ahead, and we'll see. And I'm not even a hugely litigious individual. I'm a lawyer, but I'm not litigious. But I recognize that sometime that's the only thing you got left. But listen, we're going to have a full and robust show, and then we'll take calls. It's Friday afternoon. Why not? Let's do it. But let me just take a minute and talk about some things that I've been seeing in the news here lately. And I'll ask you a question. All right, what's the difference? Think about this. What's the difference between a Black Lives Matter protest on the streets of one of America's cities and the parents at the Loudoun County, Virginia school board meeting? I mean, seriously, what's the difference? Both of those are public outcries for a perceived wrong, correct? Yes. Both are met with public support. Well, they have their supporters, yeah. Both are railing against perceived injustices. Yes, that's true. So what's the difference between the two? Well, everything. That's what. Simply everything. Now, hear me out. Both groups, Black Lives Matter and the Loudoun County School Board parents, both of them have First Amendment rights. They do. Both groups have a right to assemble. They have rights to declare their desire for justice or for redress in courts. Both groups have a cause that many of their supporters are aligned with. One of those groups chose to speak out at a public meeting to have their names added to the agenda to engage the political processes to vote for leadership they believed would support their view in free and open elections. The other group, though, chose a path very often of intimidation, of defiance of authority, and often engaging in violence and destruction of public and private property. You see, how you handle your efforts in the public square goes a long way toward making it not only successful in the short term, but successful in the long term. And I'm going to tell you, I learned a lesson about this firsthand back in the day. So let me tell you that story. So Charlene and I met 3.5 decades ago at the University of South Alabama down in Mobile. And while we were dating, a buddy of mine, a guy named Mike Kennedy, he asked me to run for student government. Mike and I were both in ROTC at South. Mike was a year ahead of me, and I looked up to him as someone who had real leadership skills. Mike was planning to run for the student government president, and he asked me if I would run for student government vice president. So we did, and we won. And there we were, president and vice president of the Student Government Association, both in leadership and ROTC. It was kind of cool. Well, at some point that year, this guy showed up on campus. He went by the name Brother Jim. And he would stand out there in the middle of the common area outside the student center at South Alabama, and he would literally scream at students. And I don't mean like, I mean like literally, he would scream at students, all with a Bible in his hand. And he wasn't fire and brimstone. He was hate and damnation. The dude was weird, and he was loud, and he went at it for hours at a time. And it became quite the spectacle, if you will. Some students sat around and jeered. Others were disturbed. And even others, though, were intimidated and began to avoid the student center altogether. And, of course, the SGA, the student government, where I was the vice president, began to get complaints. But as a Christian, I was also appalled. And then one afternoon, in the middle of one of his diatribes, Brother Jim saw my then future wife, the lovely Charlene, as she walked by on her way to class, and he singled her out, calling her names and claiming that she was sure to face the fires of hell. And I was done, man. I was done. I wanted that nut job gone. As far as I was concerned, he was misrepresenting my God, he was disturbing the peace, and he insulted my fiance, and he was just weird. And I'll never forget arguing with my buddy Mike, the one who is now president of SGA. I said, "He needs to go, Mike." I'll never forget what he said. He said, "Phil, if we throw him off the campus, then who's next? Free speech is still free speech. If you're that opposed, go out there and speak yourself." Well, that hit me right between the proverbial eyes. And I thought about it, and I prayed about it. I had been wrong, but I was still mad. So I got my Bible, I made a ton of notes, and the next day when Brother Jim was yelling some of his inane messages of hate and hellfire, I walked out in front of him, and he actually hissed at me. I mean, like they was weird. Literally, he hissed at me and pointed his finger. And I remember I turned around and I asked the crowd if they wanted to hear what the Bible really says. And for the next half hour, we went back and forth trading verses while hundreds of students were cheering us on. And I was in a cold sweat when we got done. And to my recollection, Brother Jim left the campus that day, and we never saw him again that I recall. See, I learned a lesson that day because of the wisdom of my buddy Mike. I was willing to press for the inhibition of one person's rights to gain the position that I thought was better. In the end, I merely exercised my rights and he his, and I'm still satisfied to this day with the outcome. Now that's the hard, fine line, and we got to walk it. Should we let the opposition to conservative values have their way? Nope. Should we allow them to shout unabated and accuse us of things we've never done or stood for? Absolutely not. Is there a time and a place for a physical confrontation? Well, as an absolute last resort to preserve life, limb, or property, maybe. But there's always time for our words, our position, our concerns to be voiced. And if they won't hear you, then find another route. If they won't listen, then vote them out. And if they won't do their job, then seek to replace them. But do not ever allow yourself to forget that your cause, that group or policy or position that you're voicing for, is represented by you, and that you in turn may well be representing others, and you can be right and still be a jerk. It's very possible to be firm, respectful, and knowledgeable and not be a jerk. So just yesterday, I saw that the mayor-elect for New York City, in a war of words with Black Lives Matter, had a meeting. And Black Lives Matter organizers, they're up in arms because the incoming mayor of New York City is a retired police captain, and he plans to build back the force that de Blasio has devastated. So the BLM activists, they had a stiff meeting with the new mayor, and they told him literally he's nothing but the kind of guy that believes in seeing black folks get cracked in the head by white cops, and that if he rebuilds the NYPD, there's going to be bloodshed. They said that. They said bloodshed. Never mind that the new mayor is a black man himself, who has been active in enforcing discipline and reforms in the ranks of the NYPD. His response to the BLM activists? Not in my city. I have a feeling he's going to do what he said he would do, and he's going to return Times Square to a place that tourists want to go. You see, BLM is getting faced down by someone who chose to make his point within the confines of the law, and he's winning without being a jerk. So think about your cause. Think about how you want to be. Think about how you want your position to be heard. And don't forget that the opposition may have rights too. You work within that. And don't be a jerk. You know, don't be a Brother Jim. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. There you go. I'm saying, he literally looked at sweet Charlene, who was walking by with her books in his hand, called her a hussy, and told her she was going to hell. And I was done with Brother Jim at that point. I'm just saying. Well, anyway, all that to say, folks, There is a time and a place. There's a way and a manner and a means. Work within the realm of civil society and get it done. Do not think for a second that because you have rights, someone else doesn't. Work the issue. Work it. Don't take the easy route of saying bloodshed, riots. That's cheap. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back.